When Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch talked with reporters yesterday, he offered this summary of where budget talks now stand.
There has never been a time in the history of the state where I think there's been a greater difference between Democrats and Republicans than what this budget represents.
The difference is undoubtedly stark. The budget Republicans passed yesterday is roughly $10 billion shy of the one Senate Democrats passed a couple weeks ago. Hipsch and other Republicans say their version is better because of what it's missing. GOP lawmakers got rid of Governor Jim Doyle's proposed tax increases on cigarettes, oil, and hospitals, and they scrapped the $15 billion payroll tax Senate Democrats wanted to fund universal health care. New Berlin GOP Assemblyman Mark Gundrum says Republicans still take care of what's important to the state.
We're going to show to all of Wisconsin, to the Senate Democrats, to the governor, that you can pass a responsible budget, taking care of priorities in the state, without raising taxes.
But Democrats say Republicans reached their no new taxes goal by hurting education, the environment, and local services like police and fire departments. These are all areas where Democrats want to spend more than the GOP. Democratic Minority Leader Jim Cruiser told Republicans their budget lacks vision.
We've seen what your priorities are, and to sum it up, your priorities are fewer. Fewer teachers, fewer firefighters, fewer officers in the street, fewer families who can afford to send their children to college.
When it comes to the UW system in particular, Republicans would spend roughly $100 million less than the governor proposed. For schools, they'd spend roughly $85 million less and give districts less room to raise funds at the local level. And they'd cut Wisconsin's stewardship program, which purchases and protects public land. Madison Democrat Spencer Black says they would eviscerate what was once a great bipartisan achievement.
The Republican Party of today has divorced itself from a once proud tradition of conservation.
Republicans countered that the state can't keep borrowing to buy land, and it doesn't need to given how much it already owns. GOP lawmakers got rid of the governor's plan to expand government health care to cover more low-income residents and all children. They also brushed aside the universal health care plan Senate Democrats want. Wauwatosa Republican Leah Buchmeier says that's not the answer to high health care costs.
I'm not going to sit quietly when you claim that the panacea is a state government takeover.
Republicans offered a tax deduction for health savings accounts and would open up access to medical records in their version of the budget. The GOP spending plan also sets aside money for projects in some Republican lawmakers' districts. Milwaukee Democrat Fred Kessler said the Republican plan is full of pork.
The pork is there and it is loaded with it, and it's loaded with it in marginal Republican seats.
Republicans say Senate Democrats did the same thing in the budget they passed. This GOP budget and the Senate version are now headed to a conference table where leaders from both parties will try to hash out a compromise. That could take months. Or, as Speaker Hipsch has suggested, Republicans could decide to block a budget if it's not to their liking. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.